You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fiery episode of Ask Drone You. It's a very special episode today for two reasons. Reason number one, we intellectually own property managers. Reason number two, we're on episode 900, thanks to you. So thank you very much. Happy 900, baby. We're gonna go grab some beers after this, all right? And we're gonna go celebrate.
Celebratory. Anyways, yes, very excited, and I just want to reiterate what Paul said. It's because of you. Cannot express enough how much we appreciate you guys.
You.
All of you, those that have been with us from day one and those that started yesterday. Thank you very, very much.
Seriously.
And, you know, this...
Grateful for you.
Very grateful for you. This is kind of one of those controversial subjects that we're going to have a question on
today.
It
is not controversial at all. It is clear as glass. Someone needs to get... bitch slapped with the hand of the law. Okay.
We can tell we're at the end of a session. When we. How do you know? No, the reason I say it's controversial, which apparently.
Someone needs to get slapped.
Apparently is controversial. To say that it's controversial is because we're going to have people I know that are going to disagree with this perspective, would be my hunch.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Let's go ahead and play the dang question.
Ouch.
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to go ahead and play the question. By the way, if you want to help celebrate 900 episodes, please do us a multi-step favor. Step one, leave a review. And step two, share a particular episode that you like in one of the drone groups, one of the drone forums. I mean, that would just mean the world to me. So... please. Anyway, all right, let's hear the question before we get all fired up.
Hello, my name is Yevgeny, and I have a drone question. Recently, I've gotten an email from my condo association saying that I cannot fly the drone around the building. Not specifically tailored to me, but for everybody in the building. They said that nobody can fly the drone without prior approval from board of directors. Never heard of this rule, wondering if it's legal for them to implement that, and what can I do to keep launching my drone from my balcony. It's very convenient, fun, and I love doing that, and I feel like that it's taking my right away from flying a drone. I don't collect information or surveillance, you know, anybody's apartments or whatnot, just flying far away from the building, looking at buildings, just having fun. Be great if I could get this answered. And thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Yevgeny. Frustrating as heck, I can imagine, because not hurting anybody, safe. You didn't say if he's 107 pilot.
I gotta really tone it back right now.
I can feel it.
I have to tone it back because like I literally can remember when, and this lady has been fired and gone finally, but there was a lady here at the Albuquerque, what is it called? Film office, who thought this same thing, who thought that like you cannot take off and land from anywhere in Albuquerque unless I give you a film permit. And it's like, really? Really? It's like, excuse me, Anne, does it say FAA on your business card anywhere? And she said, no. I was like, that's interesting because typically you would need that on your business card to define authority over the airspace since the FAA is the only governmental entity that controls the airspace.
And that would just be the starting point, having the FAA on your card, right?
Anywho. I gotta stop slamming my hand on the table. I'm sure everyone listening to the show hates it, but I love this. When someone says this, I instantly get a smile and a smirk on my face because I'm like, oh, you're the one that I get to just showcase intellectual authority over today. This is great.
Okay, so how would you handle it though if you're Yevgeny? What would you do?
You know, I was sitting here thinking that, and I'm glad that you brought it back. I'm sorry for getting on the note.
No apologies necessary. We're having fun here.
We are having fun. So there's a couple assumptions that we need to make right now because we don't know where he lives. So if he lives, we're going to assume that he lives in the United States, right?
And then it's clear airspace.
We're going to assume it's Class G airspace as well. It doesn't matter the class of airspace because they cannot prohibit him from taking off and landing, especially if he has a right and a lease to that land for whatever purpose. So it's another assumption. Does he own the property? Because he says his condo association. It sounds like he does own the property. Mm. But even if he were to lease the property, he does have innate rights himself. Now, that being said, I would respond with an email to them, or because it also, I wasn't sure, because it said he sent out an email to the whole community.
Right.
So if it was an email out to the whole community, since he probably doesn't have the listserv for that, and he doesn't want to pay a black hat hacker to go get it for him, I would actually print out a one-page sheet and put it on everyone's door in the condo association and say, hey, my name is blah, 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 blah. Recently, there was an email saying that, you know, you can't have permission to take off and land. I've attached the link for the FAA memorandum that says they have the exclusive authority over the airspace and that local agencies cannot control whether airplanes take off and land or not. If they did, then every airport in the country would be calling the governor's office every single morning saying, hey, can Delta Airlines 6715 land over here, you know, over at Atlanta airspace? That doesn't happen. So, then just link the memo. I mean, like, so if you're a Droney member, we have the drone advocacy kit in the resources section. And if I were him, I would actually respectfully go to the board and hand them the advocacy kit and say, look, guys, here we go again. Okay. Emotional intelligence, even for me, I need this. I would just say, you know, guys, I understand that you're trying to meet the needs of some of our fellow residents in the condominium, and you want to do so in a way that doesn't strike fear, anger, or aggression in anyone else. I understand and empathize that you're trying to make it right. But I also need you to empathize for guys like me who are federally licensed to fly, who do have insurance, who understand airspace, and understand that the FAA is the only governing body that controls airspace, which means you do not have authority to tell me whether I can and cannot fly. Now, if you were to own particular pieces of land and say I cannot take off and fly from that piece of land, sure, you can do that, but I just need to take off from a public road or my own piece of property that I pay for each month, and you have no authority. That being said, I can understand why people may be weirded out by a drone because they think, you know, I'm peeping on them. And this is where, again, you go to the board and show them the beautiful pictures that you've been taking. Now, if he wants to go the extra step because he did not get a good quality response from the board, I would then print out a one-page sheet and educate everyone in the condo, like, immediately about who has the airspace rights and authority, which is the FAA. I would link them with the memorandum about the law. I would then say, you know, showcase an airspace map, and then at the bottom post one of the pictures on that one pager that you put on everyone's door in the neighborhood, post a picture of one of the beauty shots that you've taken. Because, I mean, a lot of people just do this out of fear, and the only way that you overcome fear is with knowledge and education, and I think that that's the way that you're going to have to go about this. But again, you're going to have to utilize those negotiation tactics I keep preaching, where it's like, one, tactical empathy, right? Look, I understand that you're trying to, so if he's going back and talking to the board, look, I understand you're trying to make our neighbors and guests of the community feel comfortable. I just believe that in order to do so, we have to be knowledgeable about the rules and regulations that pertain to airspace. So I wanted to come here, and hopefully you're willing to help me in getting the word out about what we can do, what we can't do. And also, hopefully, you know, calm the fears of some of our fellow residents.
Yeah, another strategy that might work that comes from Chris Voss, and I don't remember the label that he gives it, but where you're, before they can put on you all the negative things they want to think, you taught you the whole, by the time I'm done talking, you're going to think I'm a jerk, that all I care about is myself. Mm-hmm. So you're getting rid of all that up front.
Yeah, that you're you think I'm an asshole.
Right. You think I'm an asshole, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go into,
because you're setting the expectation bar really low.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
No, you're right. So, okay, so you just went through steps two and three. I was just trying to get through step one, which is tactical empathy. Step two is to label the conversation. Like, look, you know, I understand that you're doing this to comfort other people. You know, like it's a comforting message or whatever. It's not really a comforting message. It's an authoritative message. And then the third one, like you said, is setting the expectation bar super low and setting the perspective super low so they're not even contemplating or in the same league that you're in when you're thinking about a potential solution.
Right.
So, yeah, that's you're I'm proud of you, Rob.
If you haven't read the book or listened to the book, I would highly recommend doing it twice or three times.
I listened to it again 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I picked up another here. Let's see what I wrote down in my notes. I mean, I literally was like, why haven't I taught this to my students yet? Let's see.
Yeah, I want my kids to listen to it or read it, and then that scares me a little bit, but
I would not have your kids read it because they're gonna quickly get whatever they want out of you.
Not if I'm a step ahead of them, they're not.
No, that's true. I can't find my notes.
So the bottom line,
it was like start with no. Like was all about sales, and start with a no. Get them to say no over and over and over again, because then if they say no, now they're more comfortable, and now you're closer to yes. So, and it was all about. Starting a sales conversation with is now a good time.
Right.
Yeah. So
good stuff. Anyways, there's so much there. That's
you know what I've learned?
Go back and listen to the podcast that you interviewed him on. That was really
Chris
good.
Chris Voss podcast. Chris was on this show. And I have to say, I was pretty nervous going into it, but it was definitely worth it.
You couldn't tell.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us for 900 episodes of Ask Drone You.
So cool.
I really can't even believe it myself. I remember when we both sat around a desk and with a H6 recorder and
totally remember a little rounded end of the desk. That was day one over in the other office.
I still remember the serious doubt I had too.
About which part? All of it?
The whole thing.
But you did it anyways.
Persistence is key, right, Rob?
Absolutely.
Persistence is key. You guys rock. Thank you so much. This is the 900th episode of Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.